Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast with Steve and Pete. I'm Pete Cofarcio.
And I'm Steve Chua. It's great to see you, Pete. It's been a few weeks and we've been all over the world. And so there's so much to catch up on. But it's great to be able to get back in the driving seat and get these podcasts out. It's exciting. I think last time we talked, you were just about to go to Hong Kong. How was your experience of Hong Kong? Did you love Hong Kong?
I did. It was really different than what I had thought. You know, I just thought it was a city. And for those of you who haven't been there, it's really an archipelago of, I think, what, like 200 islands. It's also a very tropical jungle climate. And there's the dense, you know, skyscraper city part of Hong Kong. But the other half of Hong Kong Island is like Malibu, really. It's sprawling and nice and jungle-ish. And I was able to participate in both of those. I think the biggest highlight for me actually was the people that I was hanging out with. Staying as a guest in a wonderful household. Just learned a lot, just a lot of love, a lot of crazy family interactions, which I love because I'm from a big family. And I just felt super welcome and it's very hospitable. It's also a very easy city to get around in because everything's in English and in Chinese. So it was nice.
That's awesome. And you're right. I think Hong Kong, been there many times, is one of the most efficient cities to get around and enjoy. So I'm glad you enjoyed the place of my birth.
Yeah. Yeah. How old were you when you finally moved?
6 months.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you can still claim. It's a claim to fame.
Well, it gave me Hong Kong ID residency. So there you go. So what's the transformation tip this week, Pete?
Well, we have a quote from the deceased actor Robin Williams. And I said, there's a time for daring and there's a time for caution. And a wise man understands which is called for.
Mm. Could you say that again? That's actually pretty rich. Yeah,
it is. There's a time for daring and there's a time for caution. And a wise man understands which is called for.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's where we want to go today on our episode, because it's about understanding how to process and weigh things up. And as you know, we're in a season where we're covering the Clifton Strengths Assessment and looking at various talents that we might have. And throughout these episodes, we are hoping that you're gaining greater self-awareness so that you can have confidence as you begin to understand how you've been wired and how you can best impact the spheres of influences that you're in, whether it's your family or whether it's your workplace. And so again, just to remind you, if you haven't done the Clifton Strengths Assessment, highly recommend it, but you don't have to do it because, you know, Peter and I, we like just to explore it and kind of bring it all out, right? And so that we can give you greater insights on maybe the strengths that you have and maybe for you to begin to identify the strengths in other people. And we're currently in this particular cluster of strengths, we're looking at what we call executing strengths, the stuff that helps us get things done. And so, Pete, what are we going to be looking at this week?
Yeah, Steve, well, this week's talent is called deliberative. Okay, deliberative. And that's why we chose that quote from Robin Williams. Because in essence, really what deliberative is about is risk averse, and it's a cautious approach to life and how you get things done.
That could actually sound negative because, oh, you're risk averse, but actually there's a strength in it and there is a quality that we want to also pull out as we go along. So,
well, Steve, half of our listeners, when you said that it could be sound negative, risk averse, go, no, it's positive because they're wired that way. Yeah. Like I want my brain surgeon to be risk averse, right? I want my accountant to be risk averse.
Absolutely.
Right? There's this delivery. Yeah. So Steve, funny you should say that, because where you rank on your Clifton profile is the lowest one. You rank 34. It's your lowest one. I'm fairly low. It's number 20 out of 34 for me. But for Lynn, my wife, it's number five. So she's really strong.
Oh, wow.
Thank God, because we balance each other out. But in the general population, this is closer toward the bottom. If you rank order all of the strengths, this shows up as like number 25 out of 34. Mm-hmm. So it's in the bottom 10. And if we're going to define the deliberative talent, we'd say people exceptionally talented in deliberative are best described by the serious care they take in making decisions or choices. They anticipate obstacles.
Yeah, so it's kind of more meticulous. Is that the idea?
Sure. Yeah, meticulous and thinking ahead of like what could go wrong. They're very private and they're careful and vigilant to protect and prevent harm. Okay, so that's more their orientation is it's a positive thing. It's like I want to be protective. Another thing I just want to bring up, Steve, is we're talking about different categories, right? First we did the relational category, now we're in executing, but Gallup will tell you that sometimes these divisions are less of a brick wall and they're more like a shower curtain. And deliberative is one of those. So even though it's executing, it will affect the way people think and it will affect the way they relate as well. And so these people, it's high and deliberate, tend to be private. I'll mention my wife again, Lynn. She's outgoing, like she's bubbly and she's not a shy person. However, you could know her for a year and still not know a whole lot about her personal life because remember, it's about being risk averse and opening up with too much vulnerability is a form of risk. And so they tend to be careful about what they say. And then beneath the surface of the decisions they make, they have the ability to think ahead and see the possibility of risks. Okay, then each risk can be identified, assessed, and ultimately reduced. Sometimes, Steve, we call these people like the minesweeper. Like they go ahead in the minefield and try to find out where all the mines are. And it's that cautious approach. So that's how deliberative shows up.
And it's an incredibly useful gift in any scenario, especially when you're kind of releasing projects, et cetera. After you ideated something, you get the deliberative who can just really work everything with a fine-tooth comb and help you find where things are good, but also maybe some danger areas to look at.
Yeah. And the key, Steve, that we've mentioned this in previous podcasts, the key on all of these strengths is the word when. When does it do its best work?
Yes.
So we'll unpack that a little more. So the intrinsic needs that come along with deliberative, if you carry the deliberative talent, some needs you may have in your life, first of all, for this to even show up, is to weigh the implications and assess a risk, you need time to think through that. You can't be rushed for a decision. So if you know someone who's deliberate, don't ask them to make a snap judgment on something that is high potentially risky. They've got to think through it.
Yeah. So in other words, if you want to think tank brainstorm, something like that, where you want ideas flowing, probably a deliberative isn't the best person to be in the room, right?
Right. And that's also probably not the best time to assess a risk. And when you're brainstorming, you're just trying to develop new ideas. But after they're collated and sorted through, then they can do their best work to say, okay, these will work, these won't. And then someone with deliberative, Steve, they would be really honored and would love to contribute if you ask them what could go wrong that we're not anticipating, right? Because their mind is ready for that. I don't think about that. I don't think what could go wrong. I think like, what could we go tackle? What could we go after? Right. I'm always thinking about what's next and being creative.
And it's really, I was just thinking, if you're an entrepreneur, a visionary, that's not the question you usually like to ask. Okay.
What could we go seize?
It's more, I just want to know that I can do something. And sometimes they avoid the deliberative because they can sometimes put a little pin in the bubble sometimes, the balloon. Yeah. So,
for sure. Steve, actually in a real positive way, where I need those kind of people in my life is I tend to, because I can be very future and project and possibilities oriented, I miss political implications if it's an existing environment.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's just run through with this. And if I ask someone who's deliberative, they'll tell me, you can't just force this through. This person's going to have this reaction. You've got to get this person's permission first, or they're going to feel like you're running over them. I'm like, oh, well, thank you, because my brain was not wired to understand that.
Well, it's often because they're wired because they're trying to protect a project or because they're trying to make sure that it's done thoroughly and well, okay, they can come out and sometimes communicate in a way that they're either against the project. It's more about what you can't do rather than what you can do. And so for those who are kind of full of energy with the vision and everything, they find that relationship really tense and difficult.
Okay, Steve, you just put your finger on a big issue here. And it's one of the blind spots for deliberative people is because they think really carefully and they take their time, other people can judge them as being like forgetful, slow, or afraid. Okay. Mm-hmm. You could judge somebody who's, you're just afraid. Why don't want you to take more of a risk? They're not afraid. They're just trying to consider the next step so they can make a quality decision.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when talents and personalities are on opposite sides of a spectrum. And in mm-hmm. this case, it's risk tolerance. Okay.
Yeah.
Very risk tolerant versus risk averse. We can tend to judge the others because we're thinking everyone should see life the way I see it. And instead we need each other. And it's mm-hmm. that complement that will lead to better outcomes.
And that's one of the, especially in some of the companies that I've gone into, you know, often the CEOs and whatever, are very much the drivers, the visionaries, the entrepreneurs, the ideators, creators. And when they find a deliberative, it's kind of funny. They feel like they want to sack them. Okay, or they want to fire them.
Get out of my way. You are slowing things down. Get out of my way.
They see them. Literally, they're slowing them. You're the anchor. You don't get it. All this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's not true at all. It's actually the deliberative does get it, but they're wanting to make sure it's happening in a sequence that will be most effective. Okay.
Yes. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to protect you from yourself.
Yeah. But time and time again, I've often had to come in and help different people understand each other because you've got that vast difference of expression. You know, one is cautious and one is, you know, rogue, if you like. Yeah. And it sometimes it's a hard combination, but if you get them right, it can be very powerful.
That's real. Yes, exactly right. So for the deliberative people out there, again, remember potential blind spots are when it could be overplayed. And another thing you could be prone to is paralysis by analysis. Mm-hmm. So you want to uncover every possibility of what could go wrong, you can get stuck. And, you know, one of the things we've already mentioned it, but is the word when does this talent do its best work? Not everything needs a thorough level of analysis to be deliberated on. Some things mm-hmm. you just live with it. Do you think every time you buckle your seatbelt in your car, like, well, some people a little bit might think this way, like, oh, I'm about to go do something risky. Like, but most of us, we just get used to certain things. So not everything needs that thorough treatment. So just understand that.
So again, remember, this is about self-awareness. Yes. Okay. And so when we're talking about these blind spots, it's becoming self-aware. And so that you can begin to hone the talent so it can be more effective rather than destructive. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then Steve, earlier who had mentioned that this actually can affect, you know, the relational style of someone as well. Deliberative people, take a very serious outlook on life, and they're slow to give praise because there's a risk. If I praise you for something you didn't really deserve, I could be pumping you up or flattering you. So they're always looking to match high quality praise with a high quality, you know, you went above and beyond. Well, that can lead to everyone else viewing you as probably distant, to a private, and just not giving much praise. Steve, I had mentioned earlier that both my parents had passed in the mm-hmm. past year. And when I went deeper on deliberative, I realized, oh my gosh, my dad was like so meticulous on everything. And then I finally made the connection. Oh, he also wasn't big on giving a lot of praise. If you deserved it, you're going to get it. You know, that was wonderful, but it wasn't over the top nurturing, lots and lots of praise. And then I realized, oh, that's why. It's because he definitely, you know, was one of those more deliberative types.
Yeah. As you're speaking, actually, I was just thinking about a situation that I'm in right now, and I'm suddenly realized, that's why that person is this way and doesn't give a lot of praise. You know how you talked about you can be with them for a long time, but not really feel that you know them.
Yes.
You just nailed someone that's just in my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, this is really helpful, Pete. So thank you.
Yeah. So if you are deliberative, keep this in mind. And the best way to adjust is like, hey, the people are important in your life. They mm-hmm. need validation. They need approval more than you need it.
Yes.
Okay. So just like force yourself.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yes, please. Especially for those who are higher up in the activators or kind of visionaries. We need that little bit of encouragement from those there. Actually, that's one of the things that I've often said to people who are more deliberative. I think rather than start with, we have a problem, it's like, start with, I love where you're going with something. And I love mm-hmm. where you're moving with something. And can I just share a couple of things that will help the process, I think, so that we can avoid it from being sabotaged or we can cause it to move more smoothly. Okay. Yeah. Wow. And so it's just the change of how a deliberative communicates can be very, very powerful. Because honestly, I think some of the deliberatives that I've bumped into over the years, I think are some of the most misunderstood people.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And they have some of the greatest insights because they've done the data, they've done the research, they've got things that most of us who are dreamers need to know. Okay. And it will cause us from making certain mistakes. But the problem is because of how a deliberative often communicates, they become misunderstood. Right. Because they come across cautious and I don't think we can do this or whatever. So just changing the language can help.
Yeah. So write down that sentence Steve said a couple of minutes ago and like put it on your phone.
Yeah. So just remember, if you're deliberative, start with, I like where you're going. Okay. And I think there's some real potential here. Can I just share a few insights that will help move this along?
The other practical thing on that, Steve, is like don't go to a brainstorming meeting. Like, just don't even go. Like, yes. Let them go, kick their ideas around first and let them curate their best ideas. And then when they've whittled it down to just a few, then help them work through. In fact, that's a good segue, Steve. Like especially in work environments, or if you're trying to pull something off with a group, here's some tips. If you know someone who has deliberative, the best ways to utilize them, mm-hmm. where caution is important, let them take the lead. Like contract review, contract negotiation.
Legal issues. Someone, yeah.
Yes. You want them going through with a fine tooth comb. Anything to do with safety, physical safety, you know, plant safety. You get someone with deliberative, they are very wired for that. And that's when they're going to do their best work. Also accuracy, right? So I mentioned accounting in computer work like coding, where accuracy needs to be tight in data. These are places they can shine. So help steer them into those kinds of roles.
Well, so basically anything that requires a lot of detail, right? You know, for somebody like me who hates, quote unquote, being in the weeds, I love deliberatives when it comes to something yes. like this, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for people who are more entrepreneurial, I think there are ways that you can bring the best out of the deliberatives if you know ahead of time that that's who they are. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I like what you said, because don't have a deliberative in a ideating, brainstorm, creative process. But because
they don't want to be there.
No, because entrepreneurs are abstract and deliberatives are concrete. And so when the abstract thinking can become more concrete, then bring in the deliberative.
Yes, well, and we need to turn it into an action plan. For sure.
Absolutely. And make it more applicable. That's so
good. Yeah, so they're great people to help think through a decision. If you have a big decision to make, it's got a level of risk. This is the person to call on. Use them as a sounding board. Also, if it's a delicate issue, right? Mm-hmm. If there's some political landmines or sensitivities involved that I run over people like very roughly, and it's gotten me in trouble in the past. So someone who's a little bit more Lynn will be next to me and I'll be saying something and she'll just nudge my leg like with her knee and like, careful, careful. And I've learned to pay attention to that.
Oh, then, so that's what it means when my wife squeezed my knee. Oh,
that's what you meant, Steve.
Okay.
And then if there's a team that tends to be more impulsive, Steve, you mentioned entrepreneurs, but it could be, you know, a group within a larger organization, drop them in there. They can really help to bring balance.
Yeah. 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 No. And I think this is so important. Again, remember, together we're better. And so when we begin to be aware whether we're deliberative or we're not, the skills and the talents here actually create a hole. And that's why in the past, honestly, Pete, I would not have much time for deliberatives because that's 34 out of 34. But over the years, I've come to really appreciate the talent and the help that they are. It's like if somebody said to me, Steve, I want you to read this 50-page document, I would be crying. Okay. Whereas they would be going, give it to me right now. I can't wait to get my teeth into it. So it's so learn to appreciate the deliberative.
Okay. Well, I think it's time for some transformation application around deliberative. And the first one, we already mentioned it earlier in the podcast. We just want to highlight this before sharing your insights. This is one, something we want you to try this week. Okay. So if you're in a situation, you've got an insight where something could go wrong, or you want to point out the cautious approach, consider softening your language first before you share your insight. Okay. Yep. And then after you share, if you see somebody mess up because they didn't listen to your caution, like, we want you to bite your tongue and don't say, I told you so. So those are two things to watch for.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you have a deliberative in your group, take time to thank them, okay? Yes. Because so many times they feel that they're the enemy, or they feel like nobody understands. They feel, like I said, very misunderstood. So when you are able to highlight their strength and talent and say, we're so grateful for the detail that you put into stuff, or we're so grateful that you go through this so carefully, you know, it really just brings joy into them and gives them a sense that they can work with you, because often they feel they're working against you. Yeah. And so that can shift powerfully in a relationship.
Okay. Well, hats off to our deliberatives in our audience. Great episode, Steve.
Yeah.
Both of us. Have a great week.
Yeah. I'll be deliberating this week, Pete. Okay. See if I can get it up from 34 to 33.
You don't have, it's not you, Steve.
It's not me at all. Okay.
Go find someone else. Find someone else who can.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday, so we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Insight Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cofarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.